He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, August the 14th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, in Southern California, more specifically San Diego, as about as far southwest as you can get. If we take a trip, we pretty much have to go north, or we have to go east here from San Diego, unless we're going to go into the ocean to the west, or into Mexico to the south. And from my office here in San Diego, I can see Mexico about 10-15 miles south of here and the hills of Tijuana. What's going on here today in the market? That's what you're here to hear about. The S&P is down 2 points right now. The S&P is at 1,692. We're still 8 points away from that 1,700 level that we did see a couple of weeks ago. And like I say, it's not unusual after major milestones in the market to be hit to see some settling in the market. And I think that's what we're seeing a little bit right now. The Dow is down 31 points right now. It's at 15,419. The NASDAQ is down a couple, although Apple's been on a tear. I want to talk about Apple today because I got back into Apple last week in my growth and income accounts, and looks like a pretty good timely buy here so far. Wow, things taken off. Technical analysis really comes in handy. The 10-year yield is continuing to push higher. 2.71% here this morning. That's the first time we've seen a close above 2.7 in quite some time, and of course that's impacting our economy. Gold is up $4 to $1,324 per ounce. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every day we do our best. We strive hard to come up with the best asset classes in the market, the best sectors in the market, and the best stocks in the market. Sometimes it's not stocks at all, is it? Sometimes it's high-yield, closed-end funds. Not right now, however. Sometimes it's mortgage bonds. Not right now, however. The best place in the market continues to be stocks, more specifically ones that are headquartered here in the good old U.S. of A., the trade on our exchanges. Domestic stocks have had it all over, foreign stocks and emerging market stocks all year long. And even more specifically than that, it's been in the mid-cap and the small-cap area of the market. You know, if you just know those three or four facts, you've improved your investing greatly this year. I did a study a couple weeks ago. If you were in a 50-50 bond stock mix right now, you'd be up about 3% so far this year. I had a client yesterday send me an email. He's been with me since the beginning of the year, and he has substantial accounts with me. And he says, how are my accounts doing so far this year? And I did the math. One of them was up 31%, and the other one was up right in that same area, which isn't too bad. He's in my aggressive growth style this year. Had I had him in a 50-50 bond mix, because I imagine he's about 50 years old, and the asset allocation model would say, oh, well, you've got to have 50% in bonds and 50% in stocks. The heck with the real world. We use scientific studies and academic studies to say that the age of a person should determine how much they have in the bond market. I say phooey on that. There's the real world and there's the academic world. He'd be up about 3% so far this year with a 50-50 stock bond allocation. No, I believe in going where the action is. And when the action's not there anymore, then we move on to the next area. Much like a fishing guide would do. A fishing guide's not going to take you out there and say, well, the fish were biting here last month. They should be biting here this month. The fish were biting here 6 months ago. They should be biting here this month. Fish move around. Habits change. The bait moves around. You've got to follow the fish. And I believe you have to do the same way in the stock market. All right, one subject I wanted to bring up, Apple. Okay, now we know that Carl Icahn, who is an icon, I suppose, of CNBC, they love to bring on these billionaires that move these stocks around and argue one with another about who's right on stocks like Herbalife and stocks like Apple and stocks like JCPenney. They love to parade Bill Ackman on there. These guys can move stocks because they're activist investors. They buy shares in the stock and they get everybody worked up. They get people on the board and they demand changes be made to the company. Ackman's taking it in the shorts on his JCPenney position, and yet he believes that his thesis is right and he's going to ride it right into the ground. His short on Herbalife has cost him, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and he still insists that he's right and the market is wrong. Now you've got Carl Icahn buying into Apple, and of course Apple, what did I say about Apple? I said eventually Apple is going to do a Netflix. It's going to find the bottom. It's going to go sideways. It's going to build a base. It's going to shake out all the weak hands. And eventually Apple's going to break out of that base to the upside. And Apple did that last week, and that's when I got back into Apple. Not in a big way. In my growth and income accounts, because Apple pays a 3% dividend. Now Icahn announces that he's got a $1 billion stake in Apple, and the stock really is starting to explode to the upside, which makes me wonder, is Carl Icahn listening to Best Stocks Now Radio Hour? Is he using technical analysis? I don't know. He probably more than likely has a fundamental thesis as to why Apple can get back to the $700 area, which I believe it can. But having said that, is it a good strategy to follow these billionaires around? There was an app developed by another inventor of apps, which I am one. He came up with the iBillionaire app. And what it does, it reports every month what the billionaires are buying. Buffett, Icahn, Ackman, and on and on and on. The problem with that is they make their filings every 3 months of what they own, of their largest holdings, and what they've bought and what they've sold of any significance in the last 3 months. The information you get is very, very old information. You really don't know if that's still their position. More than likely it is. I mean, they're not guys that day trade by any means. But it's old information. You know, I used to, in the Investor's Business Daily, they had a feature that, and they might still, on one of the pages that listed the top leading mutual funds. And it listed their recent buys and their recent sells. Many, many, many years ago, I kind of used that as a guide to help me find buys and sells in the market. I'm just going to be honest. I did a real world test on that strategy. The results were dismal. Yeah, the results were dismal. Is there anybody out there that really knows any more than anybody else in the market? I don't know. My father knew a guy that used to go to the racetrack, and he would follow the owners and the trainers up to the window, and he'd bet what they were betting. That's all I know is this guy drove an old broken-down car and was always broke, hitting me up for a loan. So I figure following the owners and the trainers up to the window to bet on a horse, do they know anything that you don't know? Heck, they all think their horse is going to win. Ask any owner, oh, I think my horse has got a good shot today. Well, there's 12 owners, and they're all saying the same thing. So I don't know that following these billionaires and multimillionaires and buying what they buy is such a good strategy. In fact, there was another website that I used to follow. It was called Guru Focus. What are the gurus buying? And you could click on your favorite guru, George Soros, for instance. And up would come George Soros' largest holdings in his Soros fund, his recent buys and his recent sells. And I used to monitor that. And they used to send me emails. And then they would have consensus. Here's what the billionaires are buying. Here's the consensus. Here's the most common stock that they're all buying. They're all buying JCPenney right now. And the theory is, well, you follow these bills. They didn't become billionaires by being stupid, obviously. But you know what? You try it for yourself. Go ahead. I've tried it. And I've looked at the stocks that they own. I wouldn't buy JCPenney with your money. And yet Bill Ackman has a huge position in JCPenney. I wouldn't buy Herbalife. I wouldn't touch that stock. It's so controversial. Is it a pyramid scheme? Is it not a pyramid scheme? I personally think you're better off doing your own research and making your own decisions and using sound principles like value, performance, and a good, healthy stock chart. That tells me more than what Bill Ackman owns at the current time. This is Bill Gunderson.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know how you find stock ideas? Everybody kind of has to decide that for themselves. Tips at the water cooler at work. One resource. Reading Barron's on the weekend. Another resource. Picking up an Investor's Business Daily at the local 7-Eleven on an occasional basis. Another resource. Listening to CNBC throughout the day. Another resource. Watching Jim Cramer. Ideas come at us from all directions. In fact, it's a barrage of ideas. And I have found that most of the ideas contradict one another. One guy loves this stock. One guy hates it. Another guy thinks that the market is going to continue on in this bull stance for another year or two. And another guy thinks that it's going to end tomorrow. Sorting through all the ideas can be a mess. I'm kind of a methodical kind of person. I like to go through and gather the evidence on my own. I do listen to other opinions and other ideas. And, you know, that's kind of the fact-gathering mode. When you think about where are we going to go on vacation this year? Well, you start listing all these ideas. And the same way in the stock market, all these ideas. Now you've got to somehow sort through those ideas. And I believe you have to do it in a very, very quick manner. Now, you have your own methods, you know. My method is I run it through my sifter, my sifting process. When I hear an idea, it's simple. I look up the performance of the stock. I look up the valuation of the stock, and I see where it ranks against all the other stocks. I invented my own little system, my own app, for helping me do this in a very timely manner. My whole purpose was to be quick, to get through a big field as quickly as I can on a daily basis, and to pick up any subtle changes, new stocks arising, stocks falling out of favor, etc., in a very rapid basis, and at the same time, keep it very, very simple. Simple. I believe in keeping things simple. It should be easy to take a stock idea that you hear on TV or that your coworker whispers in your ear at the water cooler at work and be able to take a look and see how it stands. Okay, let me give you an example. Yesterday. Now, every day I start my day by going through all the news on all the stocks that I can possibly find. And a lot of times I see symbols that I'm not familiar with. I think, you know what? I don't have this one in my database. And then as the day progresses, I check my database. And if the stock needs to be added to my database, I do that. Yesterday, I stumbled upon one that had reported earnings in the morning. And the symbol didn't sound familiar to me. The symbol is TIS. Just like, tis the season to be jolly. T-I-S. I don't think I've ever heard of the company. Orchids Paper Products. I know that Jim Cramer hasn't talked about it. I know that Carl Icahn, the billionaire, hasn't been bidding for it in a proxy battle. I know that Bill Ackman hasn't been on lately at CNBC. Nobody whispered it to me at the water cooler. I just stumbled upon it going through earnings reports in the morning. And I looked at a chart of the stock. I said, wow, that looks pretty good. Where have you been all my life? And I entered it into my database yesterday. Now, at 1 o'clock every day, or 1:30, the database goes out and gathers, brings in all the new data that's out there. New closing prices, new earnings estimates, new historical data, etc. And it crunches the numbers, the formulas that I've buried into that process. And about 3 o'clock, out comes the new listing rankings from number 1 to number 3,500 of all the stocks that I follow. Believe it or not, there's not a lot of movement from day to day. Trends can stay in place for a long, long time. I was so impressed with this stock yesterday that I added it to my growth and income accounts. before I ever even crunched the numbers on it. I knew that the numbers today were going to come up big. And looking at the numbers here, Orchid comes in, adding it to the database yesterday, out of 3,494 stocks that I have in my database, Orchids comes in at number 109, just like that, and it gets a Gunderson stock grade of A. Ah, man, that's sweet. That's good information. Now, here's why I haven't heard about it in any of the mainstream media. It's not exactly a glamorous company. They manufacture tissue paper, paper towels, bathroom tissue, and paper napkins for the consumer and at-home markets. Well, maybe nobody whispered it to you at the water cooler. Maybe in the men's room instead. You know, what can I say? That's their product, Orchid's paper products. Let's take a look at this company, at their performance, all right? Let's start with the performance today of Orchid's. Well, let's first take a look at the big picture. Orchid's is in the miscellaneous sector. I don't even know. I guess consumer. No, actually, I should change that. I put it in the miscellaneous sector. I couldn't even think of what sector that would be, paper products, but I think consumer. Market cap is $222 million. It's a micro-cap stock. Micro-cap stocks are doing very well this year. Risk profile, I put it in the growth and income profile. Why? Because it pays a 5.1% dividend. Okay? Now let's take a look. We scroll down next to the valuation of the company. The company is currently trading at 16 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the overall market. I plugged in a 10% growth rate on the stock because there's really not a whole lot of analyst coverage, but I kind of looked at their past and their most recent four quarters and figured, yeah, they can probably do that. And I came up, when I applied the numbers, I came up with a $46 target price. And the stock's currently trading at $28. It also offers a 5.2% yield. So you're going to get the 5.2%. If the stock just goes nowhere, you know, you're getting a pretty nice dividend there. Orchid's passed my valuation test. It came in at A-. I see this today, right? I knew it yesterday because I'd entered it into my spreadsheet, but I didn't know where the overall ranking would come in. From a performance point of view, which we scroll down and look at next, over the last 5 years, Orchid's has delivered 34% to investors, plus some good paper towels when you need them, you know. Over the last 3 years, Orchid's has delivered 30% per year. It's almost doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 12 months, this stock is up 73%. Like I said, I wish I would have found it earlier, but I stumbled upon it yesterday. Carl Icahn was not talking about it. I found it. Just going through the earnings reports and then adding it to my app. Out of 3,500 stocks, it comes in at number 109, and it is now a new member of Bill Gunderson's growth and income portfolio, which is up about 14% so far this year. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. After, you know, record highs in the market a couple of weeks ago, it would probably be best to describe this current action in the market as settling. It's settling. The market exploded to the upside. It hit new all-time highs on the S&P 500. It hit new all-time highs on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And, of course, the NASDAQ is hitting new 52-week highs, but has a ways to go before it gets back to that 5,300 level that it saw back in 2000. That just shows you how big that bubble was in the market. Here we are 13 years later, and we're not even close to the high that we saw in the NASDAQ back in 2000, the year 2000, March of 2000, when the NASDAQ hit 5,300. Do you think valuation was out of whack at that point in time? Do you think valuation matters? Well, we found out again in 2008 all about valuation, this time in a completely different asset class, however. It was in the housing market, single-family homes. Of course, living here in Southern California, I mean, this is one of the hottest housing markets in the nation. When it's hot, people want to live here. We have beautiful weather the year round here for the most part in Southern California. It's a very desirable place to live. You put up with the taxes and a lot of the other, stuff that goes on here in Southern California and Northern California. There's some loony stuff that goes on out here, but it's still a desirable place to live. Right now, I'm sitting 40 miles away from huge schools of bluefin tuna. What am I doing sitting here at my desk? I should be out there chasing them. But anyways, the housing market here in San Diego exploded. People were camping out overnight to get a single-family home. No money down. They never planned on living in it. Just flip it a couple months later. Cash in a couple $10,000, $15,000. Problem is, valuations got out of whack. All of those people chasing an asset class, driving it to giddy heights, and then it comes crashing down. So valuation is a big, big, big matter to take into consideration, in my opinion. That's my argument against pure technical analysis. Oh, I know, the technical pattern tells me everything. What do I need to know? You know what? I just like to know. If I want to own a stock for a year or two and make some hopefully big money in it, I kind of like to know where the valuation is at and how vulnerable I am if, in case the company comes along and misses their earnings estimates. And the valuation to me really matters. That's my argument against performance investing only and momentum investing. CanSlim, Investor's Business Daily. There's no V in CanSlim. The only V is in the lid, in the lid that you drink out of your can of CanSlim. I think there should be a valuation measure in there. So I went a step further, took momentum, took value, married them together into one nice package, had it in technical analysis because there's definitely a lot of merit to that also. And I came up with my best stocks now formulas. For reducing down a big field of 3,500 now, 3,494 is what I have in my app right now, down to the top 200. Then once I get into those top, actually right now it's the top 300 that are A-minus or better, and that's where I focus my search. And I look at those charts, and I next let the charts tell me the buy and the sell points and the ones that are behaving well and the ones that are behaving badly. Well, this is a big week in earnings once again. And once again, there's been a lot of big companies report earnings that all eyes are on. Can't wait. The countdown until Apple earnings. The countdown until JP Morgan earnings. The market closes. Well, there's another big one this week by the name of Cisco. I believe it's today or tomorrow. Cisco will report earnings. Now, I have another philosophy on the market that there's best stocks now. When I'm talking about now, I'm talking about middle of August 2013. I'm not talking about middle of August 2006. Stocks that were best stocks then are not necessarily best stocks now. The question is, there's no question that Cisco has been a best stock now in the past. Is Cisco a best stock now today? Because I guarantee you the news feed is going to be all over Cisco for the next couple of days after they report their earnings. And they're going to debate this. And they're going to debate that. And they're going to talk about gross margins. And they're going to talk about Europe. They're going to talk about return on equity. They're going to talk about China. They're going to talk about Juniper. And they're going to talk about their other competitors. And they're going to talk about the CEO Chambers. They're going to have him on, and they're going to interview him. But in the end, that's all that really matters to me are the facts. Just the facts, man. Remember Joe Friday, Dragnet? He would start to interview a witness to a crime, and they'd start babbling and crying and bringing out the tissue, and he'd say, just the facts, man. Just the facts. Isn't that all that matters on a stock? I don't care about this guy's opinion or that guy's opinion or this guy's excuses or that guy's excuses or their market share in Europe. Let's just take a look at the facts, all right? Let's pull up Cisco on the Best Stocks Now app and get right to the bottom line of this San Jose company, which is currently a $140 billion market cap company. Obviously, it's a large cap stock. Obviously, it's a market maven. It moves the market still. It's in the Dow. It's in the NASDAQ. It's a big mover in those indexes. It's a large cap, mega cap, actually. I have it as a conservative risk profile. Maybe I should change it to a growth and income stock because the dividend yield right now is 2.6%, which isn't bad. Maybe I should change that profile. I'll think about it today. If a company offers a good dividend like Apple, you know, it can also be in a growth and income portfolio. You know, not too bad owning a stock that pays a 2.6% dividend, which is equivalent to what a U.S. Treasury pays today. You have capital appreciation in the stock, where I don't believe you have any capital appreciation potential in U.S. Treasuries. Well, let's get right to it. Let's take a look at the current valuation of Cisco. Cisco is currently trading at 12 times forward earnings. And on the surface, you say, boy, that sounds really cheap. We just talked about a toilet tissue stock trading at 16 times earnings. Cisco's only trading at 12 times earnings. Well, here's a problem. Cisco's only been growing by 6% per year over the last 5 years. That's creepy, crawly type of growth for a technology stock. Cisco's not trading at a discount to its growth rate. It's trading at a steep premium to its growth rate. In fact, it's trading at a PEG ratio of 1.36. When I extrapolate Cisco's earnings out over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a slow growth stock that has had its heyday, I come up with a $33 target price. Cisco's trading at 26. Cisco has about 40% upside potential over the next 5 years. Cisco gets a value grade of F. Cisco doesn't pass my valuation test. Yet I guarantee you can go on to Seeking Alpha today, tomorrow, and the next day, and you'll see numerous articles written trying to convince you that Cisco is currently a cheap stock and must be bought at this price. I see it all the time. And I just kind of roll my eyes and say, whatever. Here's the facts. Here's the numbers. What kind of multiple are you sticking on the stock to come up with big-time upside potential? I require 80% or more upside potential over the next 5 years for a stock to meet my value requirement. Cisco only has 37% upside potential. It falls way short. I wouldn't even buy it in an income account to get the dividend based on valuation. Okay, well, maybe Cisco's performance can sway us in the other direction here. Over the last 10 years, Cisco has underperformed the market. While the S&P's been delivering 5.6% per year, Cisco's been delivering 4.7%. Over the last 5 years, Cisco's been underperforming the market. Over the last 3 years, Cisco has been severely underperforming the market. It gets a performance grade of D+. Out of 3,494 stocks, Cisco comes in at 2,160. So there, you're going to be better armed to know where Cisco stands today than all these guys are going to parade on the TV over the next couple of days. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites. A teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, given an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks.
stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've talked about a lot so far here today. We've covered, is it wise to follow billionaires around and buy what they're buying? After all, they didn't become billionaires by buying bad stocks, did they? Maybe they inherited it. I don't know. I just have found that, you know what? I've tried it. Been there, done that. I didn't see much merit to doing that. So, you know, I like gathering my own information and processing it myself. I don't see any billionaires buying the stock I talked about in the second quarter, which is a tissue company, symbol TIS, which I stumbled upon yesterday after they reported earnings hit the news. I looked, said it's not in my database. I looked at the chart and I said, wow, where have you been all my life? And 5.1% dividend. It's a small cap stock. It's a micro cap stock. But that's not such a bad thing here in 2013. And I added it to my growth and income portfolios. I talked about Cisco. Oh, man. The Twitter feed, the news press, the TV channels, they're going to go all abuzz, all aflutter with Cisco earnings, which I believe are today or tomorrow. I've already formed my opinion on Cisco. Doesn't matter. They could come in and clobber their earnings estimates, and the stock could break out to new 52-week highs. It's underperformed the market over the last 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years by a wide margin. Yes, it's had a good year, but it still gets a D-plus performance grade when I compare it against the other 3,500 stocks that I follow. And the valuation on Cisco, I can't justify a price much higher than 40% where it's at now, and that's over the next 5 years, and that includes the dividend. So I can't see it from a value point of view. I can't see it from a performance point of view. The chart looks good, okay? All you chart people that just want to buy the chart only, you see there's a good example of what the chart doesn't tell you. And so you know what? Look, I want the 25, 30 best players in my roster at any given time. Cisco comes in at 2,200. You may get lucky. There's been some guys drafted. If I'm not mistaken, Mike Piazza was the last guy drafted in the baseball draft the year he was in it. And the only reason he was drafted was he was Tommy Lasorda's godson. Piazza ended up having a pretty good career. That happens once in a while. Which leads to another subject. Sometimes stocks get away from me, and that's very aggravating. And I mentioned that yesterday on Twitter, and some guy replied, well, it happens all the time. We shouldn't be chasing tops. And as I thought about that comment, I totally disagree. Chasing tops. I would rather chase stocks that are hitting new highs than chasing new lows. You know, if you take a look at, let's just take a look at Centaurus, for instance, which is a $1 stock back in 2009. Today it's a $27 stock. How many times has it hit new highs along the way? It's been hitting new highs for the last 4 years. Oh, but we don't want to chase tops. Baloney. If it's still hitting a top and it's still undervalued, and it's still one of the top performers in the market, and the chart is still good, why don't we want to chase a top? I disagree with that. The stock I was talking about yesterday that I missed, you know, look, occasionally they get away. Any fisherman will come back with the story, and I've got many stories to tell. I mean, I was in the bay just last week fishing with a live anchovy, being as stealthy as I could, drifting with the current when all of a sudden, you know, after so many years of fishing, you can tell what kind of fish is on the other end. I could tell a big halibut was messing around with my anchovy. It was a big one, you know, probably 20 to 30 pounds. Halibut is delicious. Halibut is a very prized game fish. And what did I do? I know that you have to be patient with the halibut. You got to feed them that line. You got to be stealthy. You got to let them take it. And then at the right moment, you set the hook. I got anxious. I could taste that halibut on the barbecue. And I got up and I swung too early and I missed the fish. All right. Okay. The big one that got away. I know. But they get away in the stock market. Delphi Automotive completely has gotten away from me. This thing has gone ballistic. And yet, I don't see any problem with buying it today. It's still trading at just 14 times earnings. Here's a company that went bankrupt along with GM and now has come roaring back. Delphi, which manufactures vehicle components, powertrain safety, thermotechnology solutions, and other electronic technology. As I look at Delphi Automotive today, let's just pull it up here real quickly, DPH, DLPH on the Best Stocks Now app. Got to type in the right letters, Gunderson, or you're going to come up with some weird company in Belgium. There it is. Okay. Delphi Automotive is up 99% in the last 12 months. It still passes the value test. It still passes the performance test. It still comes in at number 38. Number 38 out of 3,494 stocks, and it still gets an A ranking, but it's hitting new highs, and we don't want to chase tops, do we? You know what? I've been watching this stock hit new highs for the last 9 months. I wish I would have chased the top 9 months ago. I wish I would have chased the top 8 months ago. I wish I would have chased the top 6 months ago. And I'm even thinking about chasing the top today because the thing just keeps going up and it still makes sense from a valuation point of view. So I disagree about chasing tops. I think there's nothing wrong with going after and buying into strength as opposed to weakness. Well, if you like anything you hear on the show, we encapsulate all the best ideas from the week every single Saturday in my newsletter, which is called the Best Stocks Now Newsletter. We send it out thousands of them every weekend. It has four model portfolios: aggressive growth, conservative growth, growth in income, which is an alternative to the bond market, which I would not go near at all. And it has a mutual fund portfolio for all of you 401k investors. They've all had a good year so far this year. We've had the wind at our back. The wind's not always going to be at our back. We'll be making changes when the wind changes. I don't believe in staying put in an asset allocation strategy. I'm not an asset alligator or allocator. Anyways, we're pwstreet.com. We are also 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.